Property management is a key control. As you know, property management is one of the keys to profitability of real estate. Property management is a key control. Like most investors, I hate property management. That is why I have Ken McElroy, author of the ABCs of Real Estate Investing, as a partner. His company is absolutely the best. If you would like more information on property management or how to increase the value of real estate through property management, The Rich Dad Company offers several books and audio products created by my friend and investment partner Ken, whose company is a leading property management company in the southwestern United States. One of the reasons why I stay clear of most stocks and mutual funds is because I have no control over expenses, especially management salaries, bonuses, and fees. It makes me sick to read about a greedy CEO's increase in pay, even as shareholder value drops. Number 3. The liability column. My 300-unit apartment house had an existing mortgage interest rate of just 4.95%. The low interest rate increases the asset value of the entire property. By adding a second mortgage at 6.5%, we created a blended rate of about 5.5%. 4.9% plus 6.5% equals 5.5%. This low interest rate is an important control and leverage. A percentage point on millions of dollars has a great impact on net income. For example, a 1% savings on a $10 million mortgage is $100,000 in extra income annually. Number 4. The asset column. By increasing rents, reducing expenses, and reducing debt, or interest on debt, the asset value of the property increases. Before going on into higher forms of leverage and control, I believe it is important to recap and review the points covered so far before getting more complex. These are the 7 points. Point number 1. There are many types of leverage. The financial leverage most people are familiar with is the leverage of debt, that is, OPM, or other people's money. All 5 financial intelligences, which are increasing income, protection from predators, budgeting, leverage, and information, are forms of leverage. Leverage is anything that makes your job a little easier. It's easier to move a heavy object with a forklift, and it's easier to make a sophisticated investment decision with a higher financial IQ. Point number 2. Most investors invest in paper assets, assets they have very little control over. Examples of paper assets are savings, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds and index funds. Because these assets allow little to no control, these investors have very little leverage and low returns on investment and reflect a low financial IQ. An example of low financial IQ is a 5% return on savings, paying taxes on that return, and then having inflation almost wipe out its value. Point number 3. An increase in returns does not mean an increase in risk. When financial advisors say that an increase in returns means an increase in risk, they are right when speaking about paper assets. They are wrong when speaking for all assets. Assets, such as a business or real estate, require more financial intelligence, allow for more financial control, and permit a higher degree of leverage with very low risk. The key to low risk is higher financial intelligence. This is why I recommend that people start small and stay small as they allow their financial intelligence to increase. With an increase in financial intelligence, their returns on their investments increase. Point number 4. Most financial advisors are not investors. Financial advisors are simply salespeople. Most financial advisors, even many real estate brokers, invest only in paper assets if they invest at all. Most have very little leverage professionally and financially. In many cases, their professional and financial leverage ratios are 1-to-1. A 1-to-1 professional ratio means they get paid for their work and only their work. A day's pay for a day's work. As a business owner, I have thousands of people working to assist me. As an investor, like in the example of the Tulsa apartment house, I have 300 tenants helping me pay for my investment, the bank lending me $4 for every one of my dollars, and the tax department giving me tax breaks on my income. These are examples of different types of leverage.